It may look like fun, but this is serious business. This team from the company Vertical Access is preparing to survey the exterior of this 37-story Wall Street building.
Barrett and I will be doing inspection drops on the south facade, and we have two drops each plus some pickup. So we should be able to finish early afternoon.
Literally, climbing the walls is the cheapest way for engineers and architects to monitor a building's rehabilitation and upkeep. Evan Copelson, a rope technician, partner, and architectural conservator, says it takes a special person to do this work.
That have both the knowledge and the interest in construction and buildings, as well as the general safety demeanor and awareness for doing work at height and for being on rope.
New York City requires such an assessment at least every 5 years. That's why Berta de Miguel was hired. She's an architect and rock climber from Spain. Like the nine other technicians, Berta is loaded with a computer, tools, and a camera to record trouble spots. She's looking for cracks, loose bricks or stone, sealant around windows, general wear and tear.
And if I see any condition that needs to be documented, such as crack or spalls or missing bricks or failing repairs or those kind of things, I will document that.
It's an enviable view, but when they're up, the technicians are all business.
But I don't spend a lot of time looking around. Although you do get some amazing views when you do look around.
Founding partner Ken Diebold says safety is number one.
It looks scary, but the system is redundant at every level. We train certified by third-party evaluators every 3 years. We practice rescues, self-rescues, rescues for other personnel. We pay a lot of attention to public safety, which is really a significant issue, along with our own workers' safety.
The structural engineering company, Robert Stillman Associates, uses Vertical Access. Rebecca Buntrock is one of their engineers.
A lot of the work we do involves existing buildings and evaluating their condition, and we have to get to a lot of hard-to-reach places, and Vertical Access is the best company to do that.
Vertical Access also has a contract with FS Building Management, says Jennifer Murphy.
We hired them to come in to finish scoping out the entire building, so we know exactly where, what work is needed, where we have to go, where should we focus on, and helps with lead times for critical materials.
Vertical Access may someday turn to drones for work like this, but for now, gauging the health of a building's outsides requires the human touch and a love of heights. Bernard Chessman, VOA News, New York.